Still do that?
No, I don't do that anymore.
I haven't had to raid your refrigerator. What about these insects that you might see hopping around in your front yard?
Grasshoppers.
Have you ever heard of those colonies?
Leafhoppers. Well, leafhopper's a different thing from grasshopper, though. Grasshopper. No.
You ever heard somebody call it a hoppergrass?
Hoppergrass.
What about these things? Sometimes they collect in the corners of your ceiling. You have to get a broom. And
cobwebs.
Now, is that the same thing that you might see outside between two bushes or something like that?
That's spider web to me. Inside of it's dust. It's cobweb.
It's dust. What do you call the part of a tree that grows underground?
A root.
And the kind of tree that can be tapped for syrup?
It's a maple tree. Other kinds of syrup though besides maple. No, I'm sure the term for it.
Well, what about if you had a lot of maples growing together? You say you had a
stand.
Stand?
Mm-hmm. Or, yeah, stand.
What about a kind of tree that has these broad leaves and bark that peels and these little hard balls or knots all over it?
Bark that peels. Is that an elm? Beech. Beech tree.
Are there any sycamores around?
Sycamore, yeah.
What other different types of trees?
The deciduous trees that we have are oak, white, red, pin, and the maple trees, and pine trees, and cedar trees, and dogwoods, and sycamores, and did I say maple? I said maple. Poplar. Then all the flowering trees that we have, redbud. Trying to think what we've got in our yard. Oh, there's gobsmore, elm, beech. That little scrub tree out there, I can't think what the name of that thing is. Looks like a dog, the leaves look like a dogwood. That's not sycamore, that's a smilac. And then there's, I don't know, more.
Cross-section. Have you ever heard of any type of bush that has bright red berries and old people were supposed to use it in tanning leather?
Mm-mm.
You ever heard of a plant called a shoemake?
Oh, yeah. But I didn't know they used it in tanning. Uh-huh.
They did.
We call it sumac, though.
Sumac.
Mm-hmm.
What about this stuff that, you know, if you get into it, it'll make your skin break out and itch?
Poison oak, and I am so allergic.
Is that right?
We got poison oak and poison ivy. The ivy is a 5-leaf, and the oak is a 3-leaf. And I can just take the ivy and do it like that, but the oak, I can just get within 100 feet of it, and I've got it.
Yeah. What about some different types of berries that go around here?
Berries. Blackberries. Elderberries, berries that grow on poke salad, and I don't know what, there are. Poke salad berries, I guess. I'm trying to think of edible things. Blackberries. We don't have gooseberries and raspberries, things like that. We do have boysenberries.
What do you call this type of shortcake that you might have?
Blueberries. We don't have any blueberries in this area. I mean, unless somebody set them out, but they're not natural to the area.
What about strawberries?
Strawberries, yeah.
You have that?
Uh-huh. We have strawberry festival here in West Tennessee.
What about, is there any type of laurel that grows around here?
Not that I know of. It's not native habitat of the laurel. That's mostly in the East Tennessee in the mountains.
Any rhododendron?
No, East Tennessee. We're sort of flat land down here.
What about this big tree that you see